Welcome to Israel 18 News at 8 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. It's a clear and pleasant morning across Israel. Jerusalem and Tel Aviv are enjoying sunny skies, while Haifa sees a few clouds. Temperatures are mild, making it a perfect day to be outside. Here are today's headlines. First, from the Jerusalem Post. Iran denies targeting the UAE, as Netanyahu voices support for the UAE following reported Iranian strikes. A U.S.-flagged tanker exits the Strait of Hormuz under military escort. Meanwhile, Hezbollah fires rockets at IDF troops in southern Lebanon. Also, from the Times of Israel, the U.S. doubles down on urging the Lebanese president to meet Netanyahu, unfazed by his refusal. Washington insists direct engagement is the swiftest way to advance peace and security. Also this hour, according to Ynet, Israel maintains positions within Lebanon amid uneasy ceasefire conditions. IDF troops work to block Radwan infiltrations as tensions with Hezbollah drones rise. Separately, the Forward reports on protesters picketing a Manhattan synagogue over an Israeli real estate sale. This tests local lawmakers and challenges a new law. And finally, from earlier today, protests outside a Manhattan synagogue highlight tensions over Israeli real estate sales in the West Bank. Here's what people are saying online. Seth Franzman, a Middle East analyst, noted new Hezbollah drone threats in Lebanon just 37 minutes ago. Middle East 24 reported that Rubio claims 90% of Iranian trade has been halted in a post from 48 minutes ago. Michal Kotler-Wunsch, a former Israeli parliament member, warned of rising extremism linked to anti-Semitism, writing about New York City's current climate an hour ago. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the Jerusalem Post report, Iran has rejected claims that it targeted the UAE. This follows an incident involving a U.S.-flagged tanker in the Strait of Hormuz, which required a military escort. Netanyahu has offered support to the UAE, emphasizing regional stability. The situation underscores the ongoing tensions in the area. Turning to the diplomatic efforts reported by the Times of Israel, the U.S. continues to press Lebanon's president for direct talks with Netanyahu despite recent rejections. Washington believes that such engagement could quickly pave the way for peace and security agreements. This diplomatic push reflects the urgency felt by both nations. Meanwhile, as Ynet highlights, Israel's military presence in Lebanon remains tense. IDF troops are positioned to prevent Hezbollah infiltrations and counter their drone activities. This military effort aims to stabilize the region amidst ongoing ceasefire challenges. In New York, The Forward describes a protest against real estate sales linked to Israel. Demonstrators gathered outside a synagogue to voice dissent over property transactions in the West Bank. This reflects broader debates about Israeli policies and their impact abroad. Turning to business and markets. First, CTEC reports on Iron Beam and Iron Dome at the heart of a quiet Israel-UAE alliance. This comes as Iranian missiles and drones target the Emirates, highlighting ongoing regional security collaborations. Separately, Ynet Business reveals that ADOC has raised $150 million to integrate AI into hospital workflows. The company's Series E round, led by Goldman Sachs Alternatives, boosts its total funding over $500 million. And finally, Globes reports that Elon Musk plans to visit Israel next month. The Tesla CEO will participate in the Smart Mobility Summit in Tel Aviv, drawing attention to innovation in transportation technologies. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Wednesday. Our next update is at 9 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.